In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The broadband surveys continue in Berrien County as the county prepares to seek grants for their further expansion of the utility. Speaking to the Berrien County Board of Commissioners on Thursday, Commissioner Terry Freeling said local governments are also working on their applications to receive ARPA dollars for broadband.
I know that Southwest Michigan Planning Commission is working with Eau Claire and Berrien Township, Chickamauga Township, Galeen Township, Baroda Township, as it relates to the grant application that we have in the works.
Freeling said DCS Technology is about 70% of the way finished doing its parcel-by-parcel survey of broadband availability in the county. There's also another firm called Connected Nation doing broadband mapping. Freeling was giving an update on the BC Bid Committee to colleagues. She is the committee's chair. Michigan House Republicans introduced the Protection at Conception Act to the state legislature this week, and it was met with vocal opposition. The bill proposes a 10-year prison sentence to any doctor who performs an abortion and a 20-year prison sentence for anyone distributing medical abortion pills. Governor Whitmer voiced her opposition to the bill.
It's disturbing. It's unsettling. It is going to set women back decades. And the thought that young women today will have fewer rights than I've always had is infuriating.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to announce the overturn of Roe v. Wade in the coming days. Legislation from Congressman Fred Upton to create a new medical research agency within the federal government has been approved by the U.S. House. Speaking on the House floor this week, Upton urged approval for ARPA-H, modeled after the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, to focus on risky but possible successful health research.
There may be a high failure rate, but its successes are going to have the potential to be absolutely groundbreaking, answering the prayers of millions.
Upton said the Advanced Research Projects Agency Health will support breakthrough research and advances on products that may be too risky for the private sector. It will also move at a faster pace than the current federal structure allows.
Wherever this entity is finally located, we need to make sure that it's lean, it's independent, nimble, and that there are the appropriate guardrails to keep other agencies from mission creep and siphoning that funding.
ARPA-H could be part of the National Institutes of Health or the Department of Health and Human Services. Upton noted that $1 billion has already been set aside for ARPA-H. His legislation is a follow-up to his 2016 21st Century Cures legislation. The Benton Township Police Department is warning residents about an increased number of stolen vehicle reports it's been getting in the past month. The majority of the cars are either Hyundai or Kia brand, and the suspects are breaking a back window to gain entry and have been able to start the cars with relative ease without keys for those brands of vehicles. The department says it's recommending parking in a garage, and if no garage is available, it says owners should attempt to block the car in with another vehicle or some other large object. It's reached out to local car dealerships, and they recommend a wheel lock. Police say, at very least, if you see something, say something. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.